W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Dmitry Lashin. Dmitry, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm fully ready. I'm really looking forward to what we can discuss
today. Yeah, me too. Dmitry is the founder and CEO of L-Charge. They're a company advancing the accessibility and convenience of charging for electric vehicles. Dmitry, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, I can tell a little bit about myself. So I'm born in 1983, so now I'm 38 years old. So my profession life starts from family-based company. So my father and uncle created in Russia when the Soviet Union was gone, the company who make the automation, different kind of systems for steering processes in the greenhouses to grow the vegetables. And so my first experience in the working, it was in the family-based company. So in 2001, I came into the company and started to be a software engineer. So during the company, growing there, and even a few years, I was even CEO of the family-based company. But during we build our company, we have an opportunity to find another direction. So we just start to build greenhouses for ourselves, not just make systems for greenhouse, but start to build the greenhouses ourselves. And there was needed really a lot of knowledge to build it, because most of the greenhouses in Russia and the United States, by the way, as well, they use assimilation lighting. So it's a special lamps which are lighted on the plants, and you stimulate the photosynthesis, so you can get much more harvest, much more fruits. And so during like this, I need to know a lot about electricity and how to produce electricity, how to use it, because we've got a joke that all lights that we use in our greenhouses, we can cover equator around the world two times.
Oh.
So with this amount of light, that's really a lot. And so I really collect a big background in the energy. But last year we make an M&A deal, so with another greenhouse complex in Russia. So in total it will became the company which actually cost more than $1 billion, so a quite big company. And I stay on a minority shareholder in the company, and so I've got some free time, not too much involved in the operational business. I've got some free time to do something more. So that's why I decided to use my knowledge about energy to combine it with the most modern directions, like electric vehicles. And how I get to this point that we really start to develop and start to produce ultra high speed electric chargers for electric vehicles. So we really strongly believe in the electric vehicle future, because these cars is really much more safe, much more reliable, much more environmental friendly, less maintenance than traditional car, and actually cheaper with fueling, because the electric fueling is cheaper than conventional. But when we look at the market, that's interesting. We discover that the most common question when you ask the people why you still do not use the electric vehicles, everybody say, yeah, we have no place to charge. But if you look deeply in that all over the world there is a 2 million public charging station already, and only 1.5 gasoline fueling station. So just imagine, that's already 500,000 more charging stations than the fueling stations. But anyway, the people do not anyway ask the question about the charging. Why? Because the right question is not where to charge, but where to charge fast. Because everybody would like to charge like fueling, like oiling on the gasoline. Nobody would like to spend 40, 50, I don't know, 1 hour on a charging point and then go. So just imagine that you, for example, running 100 kilometers per hour, and then you need to wait another hour to charge 100 kilometers. That's not normal in the 21st century. So we mainly focus on the high-speed charging. So we really would like to make it like that. And finally, we also have a look at the market, and we understand that in the past there was a problem by electric vehicles itself. So they cannot take such amount of power. So that there was a technical problem to charge. But nowadays it's changed. So now modern car like Tesla, like Porsche, like Hyundai Ioniq, they really can take a lot of power. So that's possible to charge them fast. But now there is another question, where to put so many electricity to go in? And that actually where we are, let's say, pain reliever or problem solver. We say that, yes, we can provide a charger which are not connected to the grid. So never mind where we are, in the United States, in India, or Bangladesh, or all over the world, we can place the high-speed charger completely off-grid. So that's general idea of our product. And yes, of course, the electricity cannot appears from anywhere. So of course, we should somehow to generate it. And here I use my 15 years background in energy production. So we build a special fuel. One is hydrogen. That's friendly. The another one is LNG. It's renewable natural gas, which are actually now provided in a. It's more provided in the United States and in Europe because they're really. The guys are focused on environmental friendly, and so that's why they start to produce the special fuel, renewable natural gas. And in a critical scenario where there is no other fuel is available, we can use LNG. It's liquid natural gas. That's not 100% CO2 friendly, but that's most cleanest fuel from all fossil fuels, most cleanest. So that's actually our general idea of L-Charge.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. So those 2 million charging stations, is in that number, if I have a Tesla and I have a charging station in my house, is that part of the 2 million or?
No. I talk only about the public charging stations. If it is in your house, it's a private, so nobody else can use it. I hope so.
Right. Only you. Okay. Well, that.
So. We talk only about the public, that everybody can have access.
That is surprising that there are 500,000 more electric charging stations than there are gas stations. Okay.
Yeah, so, that's true.
So what when you decide, and I guess it's not necessarily important for our conversation today, if you use hydrogen, the renewable, or the LNG, how are you thinking about where to put these? Obviously, people decided to put gas stations where they put gas stations, but how are you thinking about where to put your stations?
That's a very good question, George, because we have got two options. By the way, three options, but in general, two. One is the fixed. We call it fixed stations, and so it's some kind of static, look like container. And we already some negotiations with the oil and gas companies that we locate them on existing retail network of oil and gas companies. For example, there is some gas stations normal, and we locate there this station. So that's solve a lot of problems. So first of all, the gas station have a new customers as electric vehicles. So if there is some shop, supermarket, or restaurant, they're also new customer for them. These oil and gas companies can utilize their products because normally all these oil and gas companies have a hydrogen, have a renewable gas and LNG, so they can utilize their product that they produce. Yeah, and then, by the way, we have got quite profitability economics of producing electricity, so they even can have a new type of income. So that's number one. Number two is we are really first in the world who make a mobile charger. So it's the charger on a small truck. So we can go, especially in the city, everywhere. So you can just call us as an app, through the app or through any place, anytime. We can go and charge your car. And by the way, we even don't need you near the car. So we just come, open the hatch, plug our hose in your car, charge you, and go to another car. So that's workable. So I think this kind of solution is really, especially in the beginning when the market is growing, is much more easy because, you know, if you place the fixed charger, of course, the question how much electric vehicles is come. And if we talk about the California, of course, it's a really big place where the electric vehicles already presented. But if you look at the other states, that's not enough electric cars to utilize this. So that's why we have got this solution just to go where we need it. It's more for urban areas. And by the way, for people who live in the cities, for them, it's also a fear resolver because, yeah, if you are at home, of course, it's easy. You can use your home charger. But if you live in an apartment building, you have no socket. So you've got the fear how it can buy the electric vehicle. So that's all. And number third, we now developed the charging boat. So now on the market appears a lot of electric boats where also have a lack of charging. So because normally in harbors you have a lot of electricity and maybe just few just for lightning but not for charging. So we now announced that we are going to make an autopilot charging boat who are actually driving and charging boats everywhere. So for autopilot car, it's quite complicated because you know it's a road. But for the sea and for the river, that's much more easy. So that's why we would like to provide some kind of reliable and realistic solution, not just too far away in the future.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Well, very cool. And all that certainly makes sense. What is the cost if your mobile station or your mobile charging station comes to my office building? How much does it cost to fill up to recharge my electric car battery?
Yeah, that's also a good question, George, if we look about the fixed charger, so that's around 40 cents per kilowatt hour. So it's more or less comparable with our competitors, so plus minus the same amount. But for mobile charger, it's more expensive. I would say that it starts from 80 cents per kilowatt hour. But I explain you why, because in the cost of this, biggest part is the driver salary. So we need to pay for the driver who are running around the city. So that's why we need to provide it more expensive. But on the other hand, it's a service. So we, of course, deliver it to you.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It totally makes sense. Nice. Okay. So are you seeing any resistance? What are the big sort of blocks or challenges that you need to overcome to really make this a huge commercial success?
Of course, there is a few challenges that we are feeling. Of course, number one is the certification, because especially for startup, it's a little bit complicated, you know, because you've got a brilliant you've got a product and stay in front of the wall of these certification procedures, government approvals. So that's where startup mind not thinking about it at all. So then this is the challenge that we need to how to say to solve. And yeah, I think it's the rest. I do not see any other big challenges, because when I talk with some investors, when I talk with some oil and gas companies, with or with automobile companies, everybody think that this is a good, brilliant idea, because it's actually what we are now needing. We need immediately build the infrastructure. So we need to solve chicken and egg problems with the eggs. So let's say for sure. Provide at the beginning the charging infrastructure, and then already wait when the people start to buy electric vehicles. So that's why that's.
Yeah, that's certainly that certainly makes sense. And I am I want to say good luck and thank you for going through the headaches of trying to deal with all of these different countries and all the different regulations and. Within just, I can't even imagine trying to go into the United States and then having to deal with each state and probably each city and everything else, let alone just trying to get it done in Moscow or trying to get it done in India. I mean, those are fascinating problems, I am sure.
Yeah, that's true, George. Yeah, but we are never give up. So we are, We know this. We have got a lot of. Not of volunteers, but at least a lot of people who would like to help in that, and so that's why I would say that our world is really quite friendly. If you really have a good idea, that the people really would like to help you to provide it in the mass market.
Yeah, I imagine. Just like you mentioned, I imagine that there's probably a lot of companies that would want to partner with you if it's. Big gas companies that have existing filling stations that would be interested in having this resource available and everything else. So I'm confident you'll figure it out. In the United States, we have a love affair and have had a love affair with entrepreneurship for some years. What is how would you talk about the entrepreneurship climate in Moscow?
Then I don't. It's only in the beginning. So there is a climate, and of course, I'm actually very proud of my country. I really like that I born in Russia. Of course, we know there's some challenges where this political works. You know that. So all the time somewhere some enemies, but I'm away from politics. So that's why. And we see that even in Moscow now, the government also stimulate the entrepreneurship climate. Of course, it's not like Silicon Valley in the United States. And we have got a far big gap to reach that. But we are trying to. And actually, we're going forward. I also see a lot of young people who really strong believe in their forces, who can sit down in their garage, in their, I don't know, in their houses, programming, making nice software or nice new products. So I see this. I see it in the faces. I see it in the eyes. So that's number one. So I'm sure if there is such people, there all the other challenges like regulation, etc., can be solved. So that's most important. And I see that it's now growing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I like it. Well, Dmitry, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they engage with L-Charge?
Sorry?
How can people learn more about you and are there opportunities to get involved?
Yeah, but again, of course, we've got a website. We've got a lot of now articles that we are publishing on the internet. So I've got my personal... page in LinkedIn, so I'm very open to talk, to discuss. For me, it's also very important, you know, to give a feedback. It should not be just only positive feedback that everybody happy, but also I'm waiting for the reasonable, maybe the negative feedback that maybe you do not look at this and that. Like you asked me about the challenges, what kind of challenges you've got, and that's really important to know the challenges in the beginning. Maybe I'm have that have blinders and do not see something on or what can happen. So that's why we as a team, so I'm of course not alone in the NL charge, we as a team are really open to this, to new ideas, to new feedbacks, even from regular people. For me, it was a really pleasure. I've got some interviews from California EV users to learn their pains, what they've got, what kind of problems. And I would say that in California, what the Elon Musk made, it's brilliant. Actually, the Tesla supercharging network built quite successful. So I do not get any negative feedback of usage Tesla. Maybe from another vehicles, a little bit some complicated, but about the Tesla, everybody happy. Maybe they've got a little bit transforming mind because they still ready to wait for 30 minutes to charge on the Tesla supercharger, but they're happy with that. So that's important.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And wanting the feedback, both negative and positive, both valuable. So I love it. Well, yeah. Give us the website, Dmitry.
Yeah, we've got, I just would like to, I should just pronounce it, allcharge.org.
Perfect.
So we have got, yeah.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Dmitry your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to lcharge.org and check out everything that we've been talking about. You can find Dmitry on LinkedIn as well and connect with him there. And let him know what your experience has been with electric vehicles, specifically with charging, and we'll see what the future holds. Thanks again, Dmitry.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.